to the picture show. Come along with me. Do you want to hear a story? I do. Can I sing a song along with you? I'll hold the airship steady. Hop on board when you're ready. Come along with me, please do. Why don't you come along with me to my picture show? Come along, come along, come along, let's go. Oh, I really like to go to the picture show. Come along, come along with me. Hi there, I'm Teddy Ruxpin, and I'm glad to share another picture show story with you. But before we start, I'd like to remind you to start with the picture wheel with the number one on it. You know, one time Grubby and I found out that if you try to get something for nothing, you end up with just that.
Just what, Teddy?
Nothing.
Oh boy, is this gonna be the story about Tweeg and the Surf Grunges and the Reducing Machine and the big...
Hold on, Grubby. Let's start from the beginning.
Oh, okay. Well, once upon a time, we were going on a scientific
I think you mean expedition, Grubby.
Yeah, exposition.
We loaded some of Gimmick's inventions, including the reducing machine, onto the airship. Then we took off toward the treacherous mountains. See Tweeg and LB in this picture? They were following close behind us on the ground.
I didn't see Tweeg at first. I was watching Gimmick, testing his newest invention. But it wasn't working, as usual.
Now, Grubby, Gimmick was just having a bit of trouble with his anti-gravity compass. A compass tells you which way you're going.
But we didn't seem to be going the right way. Hey, Teddy, I don't see the mountains anywhere. I just see lots of water.
Grubby was right. We were going the wrong way, and we were headed straight out to sea. Gimmick's compass was stuck on east. We turned the airship around as fast as we could and landed on the beach. As we landed, I could see that Tweeg and LB had followed us to the beach.
Hey, I forgot why they were following us, Teddy.
Don't you remember, Grubby? Tweeg wanted something we had in the airship.
Oh, yeah.
Tweeg and LB hid in a grove of coconut trees close to the airship and watched us. You can see him peeking from the bushes in slide 7.
Do you hear singing, Teddy?
Yes, Grubby. It was the Surf Grunges on their way to the beach. They all came over to say hello and visit, while Gimmick worked on fixing the anti-gravity compass.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, Grubby.
Hey there, Gimmick.
Welcome to Ben's Beach.
Hey, wanna go surfing?
I'd rather hear that song you were singing. How about you, Teddy?
Sure, Grubby. While Gimmick worked on the compass,
we all sang a song.
Was having a lot of trouble repairing the compass.
Well, since you can't find your way, why not stay and play, huh?
Thank you, but I really think we should go on.
All work and no play makes Teddy a dull ulya.
Yeah, why not stay and surf instead, huh?
Well, Grubby, what do you think?
We could use some relaxing after being lost. I think Gimmick needs a break. He's trying too hard to fix that compass.
Okay, come on, everyone. You too, Gimmick. In no time, we were surfing with the Grunges. I remember this picture. I was having a great time. Grubby, aren't you coming in? Grubby was having trouble fitting all of his six legs on the surfboard.
They don't make these surfboards big enough for octopodes. I've got an idea.
Grubby, no! Before I could stop him, Grubby got the reducing machine and aimed it at his surfboard. Just as he pushed the green button that makes things bigger, he slipped. And aimed the machine at a wave instead. Look out! Watch out, everyone!
Hey.
The biggest wave you ever saw came crashing down. Just look at the size of it here. There was water everywhere and all over everyone. Is everyone all right?
I'm fine, man. It's okay.
Oh, it's time to take out picture wheel number one and put in the wheel with the number two. Be sure the arrow on the wheel is lined up with the arrow on the projector slide. Flooded the airship. Gimmick, Grubby, and I had to drain out all the water so the airship would dry.
Hey, Teddy, look at this.
The reducing machine not only made the wave huge, but everything in the wave as well. There was giant seaweed on the beach, and a huge fish that was once a tiny minnow flopped back into the water.
And look at those salt crystals.
Giant crystals of salt from the wave were all over the beach.
I'm kind of tired.
As you can see in slide 17, we all decided to rest on the beach for a while after all the excitement.
Hey, sitting here on the beach reminds me that I saw some suspicious-looking characters sitting over in the coconut trees when we came by here a little while ago.
What were they doing?
Oh, like nothing, sitting around. One of them was wearing a purple bathrobe and the other one was red.
Twig and LB!
What do you suppose they want, Teddy?
I've been wondering why they've been following us. Twig probably has some get-rich-quick scheme, and I think they want to use the crystal from our reducing machine. Twig always wants something for nothing. We may be in for some trouble. I picked up one of the giant salt crystals from the beach and looked at it.
What's up, Teddy?
I think I know how we can fool Twig.
What do you mean, Teddy?
I told Grubby about my plan. When it started to get dark and Gimmick still hadn't fixed the compass, we decided to camp out on the beach and spend the night with the Grunges. There was a big campfire to keep us warm. We all sang songs until we were very sleepy. Later, when they thought everyone was asleep, two dark figures crept out of the grove and sneaked up to our campsite. Can you tell who was in this picture? It was Twig and LB.
It was?
Shh, Grubby, they'll hear you.
Oh, it was?
They were looking for something. Quietly, they searched around the campfire. Twig looked around where Gimmick was sleeping, and then searched the area around Grubby. LB hopped over to my sleeping bag and looked around. Then he found what he was looking for.
A crystal.
When LB gave Twig the crystal, he was so happy he almost shouted out loud. Now he would be rich. Twig and LB crept off into the trees and left. When Tweeg and LB were out of sight, we all sat up. Okay, everyone, they're gone.
Gee, Teddy, you were right. Well, he fell for it. Congratulations.
Thanks, Grubby. That phony crystal we made out of salt looked just like the real one in the reducing machine. Tweeg took it, just as we planned.
Yeah, and the Grungels hid the real one.
In a guitar. See? One of the Grungels is holding the guitar. Gimmick put the real crystal back into the reducing machine. And I told the Grungels it was time for us to go home.
Well, Teddy, how will we get home if Gimmick hasn't fixed the compass?
Hey, like, man, you can navigate by the stars if the compass doesn't work.
We won't need the compass, and we don't need the stars. All we have to do is follow Tweeg. He'll head straight for the tower in Gimmick's Valley with the crystal, and we'll be right behind him. Come on, everyone. Let's get back in the airship and get ready to sail.
Let's go.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for all your help.
Hey, goodbye.
Like, wow, this was really fun, you
hey,
know?
Don't forget the ride.
So long.
And so we headed for home, following Tweeg and LB down below us on the road. There they are, way down below in picture number 27.
There they go. You know, Teddy, I wonder why Tweeg always takes things that don't belong to him.
I'm not really sure, Grubby. I guess Tweeg will never learn that it's usually more work to try to take something than it is to earn it.
Well, maybe Tweeg will never learn that lesson, but I sure learned mine.
What's that, Grubby?
But bigger isn't always better.
Oh, Grubby. Why don't you come along with me to my picture show? Come along, come along, come along, let's go. Oh, I really like to go to the picture show.